BlakeRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Style and grace, I'm never gonna be done. Lean on in, now welcome to the queen.
The queen dawn, what a king's bow down. Never relinquish the crown. Y'all gon' hit me now, I just turn that around and make you
love me, love me, love me.
The queen dawn, what a king's bow down.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your action figure review needs by the one and only Matt Goldberg. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay, no longer in Utah for, well, only in Utah for a day, Ward.
Yes, this is the very last show. From Utah, the movers came today. My apartment is empty, except for my wireless router and me, and my suitcases, and yeah, it's empty, completely empty, so it's weird, it's awesome, and I get on a plane tomorrow, and I never have to come back, ever again.
Yeehaw.
Holla!
Speaking of never coming back, that's where we open up Monday Night Wrong with Monday Night Raw, rather, with Stephanie McMahon, and she calls out the one and only Vicky Guerrero.
Vicky, for 9 years, you've been riding the coattails of your late husband, Eddie Guerrero. We took pity on you. We couldn't make you a diva. So therefore, we allowed you to be a general manager, but quite frankly, you couldn't even do that right. And you know what? Maybe Eddie deserves that respect, Vicky, but you don't. Therefore, I am left with no other choice than to say, you...
Wait, Stephanie, wait. Just give me one more chance. I will do better this time. I'll do anything. I'll even beg. I'll beg.
You don't want her to beg? No, I do. Sorry, I want to see that. Let's see you, Vicky. How much do you want it? Come on, let me see you beg. Come on, Vicky. On your knees, Vicky. Beg.
I promise this will never happen again. I will do a better job.
Come on, beg, I said.
I'm sorry, I won't do
it again. Beg me.
I won't do it again, I'm sorry. I'm begging you.
Get up, you're pathetic. You can't even do that right, Vicky. God, you're like a cockroach or some kind of Twinkie. I can't even get rid of you. It's like you never expire. But I tell you what, I'll give you two options. Either I fire you tonight, or you can remain general manager of SmackDown.
Stephanie, oh my gosh, thank you.
If you can win your match tonight.
A match? Stephanie, I'm not a competitor.
So is that your resignation? Is that what we're doing? Yes?
No.
Resigning? I should...
Wait. Who's my opponent?
Who's your opponent?
Well,
that's the part, the best part, Vicky. Your opponent is me. What's it gonna be? I knew it. You don't have the guts. Vicky Guerrero is officially...
Believe it or not, Stephanie, there is one name in this industry that people respect more than McMahon, and that is Guerrero! And if there is one thing that Eddie taught me was how to lie, cheat, and
we are now in a world where Vicky Guerrero got a Vicky Chan and excuse me got a pop.
Right?
Bizarro world after 9 years? Holy crap.
Pretty amazing. Pretty awesome stuff. This was a great, great, great segment.
Great open to the show, gives us a match to look forward to, and Stephanie McMahon was all excited for this one. And even more excited later in the show. Our first contest of the evening. Jimmy Uso takes on Luke Harper. Both Jey Uso and our own are at ringside. And the most interesting thing to come out of this was that there's a remix of He's Got the Whole World in His Hands played by an organ or a harmonica or something for the Wyatts now.
They have entrance music.
Boys have entrance music.
So they don't get Bray's music, they get their own music.
Yeah.
Don't break my family apart!
I'm undecided. Let me ask you, who thought this entrance was a good one? I'm undecided on it. I thought it was a lot creepier when... Harper did the whistling of the He's Got the Whole World in His Hands for the entrance on a house show. I wanted to see this more before I'm really give an opinion. What about you?
I really actually kind of like it that if the boys are going to show up on their own, that they just appear and disappear as needed. I don't necessarily like the idea of them getting music. I mean, honestly, if you were going to have them walk out, I would have Luke do what he did at the house show. I'd have him come out and whistle. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the theme, whether it's He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, whatever, and you could even record him doing it and then he can just fake it if you want him to. But, yeah, I don't like this. I don't like the idea of it. I don't like that they're separating Bray and Eric and Luke a little bit. And they're definitely splitting them out. They're still family. They're still together. They're still the Wyatts. But Luke and Eric are now being split more into a defined tag team like they weren't before. And then Bray is very clearly getting a singles run.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm okay with them getting their own music because now whenever you hear the music, you think Bray instead of Wyatts.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a match. Quick one. to boot. Luke Harper versus Jimmy Uso. Harper won this one. There was a distraction, and then knocked him down with the big Harper clothesline for the victory. Simple and painless. Luke Harper beats Jimmy Uso. Then Jey Uso took a mic and challenged Eric Rowan, because they were just starting to get Uso crazy. Hate that phrase already, especially when Michael Cole says it. And we have Jey Uso versus Eric Rowan, which saw Jey beat Eric. And then the Usos got beat down by the Wyatts after the matches.
This was an interesting little segment. Luke played rough.
Oh, on the aftermath beatdown, yeah. There was one point where he slaps Eric Rowan right across the face to fire him up and just whips him hard into one of the Usos in the corner, which was nice.
Yeah. And I'm talking about in the match with Jimmy Uso as well. Luke played particularly rough this evening. Eric was a little bit more gentle with Jey, but not by much. But yeah, I like how they split the matches, because it makes it very difficult to call the tag match.
Right.
And then the beatdown afterwards. And by the way, thank you for listening, WWE, because even if they don't win on Sunday, I got to see the most important thing out of this whole exchange. Eric Rowan holding that damn title like a cat, cuddling it, and he licked it. That's right. Eric Rowan licked the WWE tag team title.
Kidding. It tastes like a penny.
I don't want to know what it tastes like, honestly, but yeah, I started laughing my ass off when I saw Eric do that. It was just, it's like, there's Luke being normal, and then there's Eric. And you can just tell, based on how Eric was treating that title, that he just does not fire on all cylinders. It's definite now.
Licking things to claim them as your own.
Yep. But yeah, this was a good exchange. It definitely made it hard to call who was going over on Sunday. And we got to see the Wyatts with the tag titles. So even if they don't win on Sunday, they are still a definite threat to the Usos.
Then Bray Wyatt came on the screen, and then, you know, was proud of his boys for getting the job done and believes they'll get the job done on Sunday as well. And he says when he wins on Sunday, it's the beginning of a whole new world. The era of the Eater of the Worlds in Bray Wyatt. Bray noted that he will not be alone, as his brothers will take out all of these unworthy little creatures at Money in the Bank. Follow the buzzards.
He's such a good dad.
I liked the promo from Bray. It was very strong.
It was a great promo from Bray. I liked how he put the boys over. I liked how he congratulated the boys. It's actually the first time we've ever seen him do that, is to congratulate the boys. Yeah, very nice. Very well done. They're booking him very strong for this match, which I like.
We then have the duo, Rusev and Lana, doing sightseeing in D.C. They talked about America being weak and lawmakers making bad decisions. Pretty much. And that no one can stop the revolution of the Rusev.
Because that totally doesn't happen in Russia at all.
Nope. Our next contest of the evening is Alicia Fox versus Naomi. The bigger story of this match was Paige and, well, basically Cameron on commentary, and her not being happy with her own tag team partner, not being happy with Paige. While in the ring, they had a solid match between Naomi and Alicia Fox. And you can tell the Funkadactyls are on the outs at this point.
Paige and Cameron did not mix well on commentary at all.
No, Cameron just talk.
And she didn't really show a lot of personality, which we know she has in spades,
mm-hmm.
Which was interesting to me. I always thought she's obviously trying to play it a little bit more low-key, but yeah, it's like her and Paige were very subdued. I mean, they were talking a lot of smack, but they were very subdued as they were doing it, which Yeah, if you're going to go for it, go for it.
Naomi was able to pick up the victory. Then we had a stare down between Naomi and Paige. They shook hands. Paige held up the title, and it is official. At Money in the Bank, it will be Paige versus Naomi for the Divas Championship.
I'm okay with this. I am totally okay with this.
Backstage, we had Sheamus getting ready for action. Roman Reigns was there as well. Roman Reigns said he's always ready for a fight, but Sheamus said she still remembers Shield taking him out a while back. Sheamus noted it's every man for himself. Then Reigns cut him off and said he could take him out right now if he wanted to. Sheamus vowed to magically walk out the new WWE champion on Sunday. And Reigns doesn't believe in magic. He believes in Roman Reigns. And so should you.
Roman has zero fucks to give to you, Sheamus. Zero.
Pretty much. Are you ready, Lindsay?
I don't know. Are you ready?
It's Bo time. It's Bo Dallas, Titus O'Neil, and Bo did some talking to start.
Titus, last week on Friday Night SmackDown, you fell off your horse. But that didn't stop you. You got right back on and fell off again. But that's okay. You proved to everybody that winning isn't everything. And tonight you're going to prove to everyone that all you have to do is believe!
I swear to God, that boy was carved out of Velveeta. Swear to God.
And it only gets better in a moment. Titus O'Neil threw Bo Dallas around for a little bit. Titus missed a splash in a corner. Bo hit the running Bo Dog for the victory. He is in the fact now, not in Bo. And he got a black eye because he plays badminton and got a shuttlecock in the eye.
I'm not even going to touch it. Just not even going to go for it. Just go.
Hey, buddy. I'm Nine and Bo. Silly me, Mr. Butterfingers. But what I wanted to say was, Titus, you get back on that horse. And I wanted to say thank you to all of you. Just remember, Titus, don't stop believing.
A cornier gimmick has never, ever, 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 fucking ever been done in wrestling. And it's entertaining as crap. Like, and he's getting people behind him.
Uh-huh. The fans were chanting for Bo tonight.
They were, which is awesome to see. And here.
And here. This is awesome, and now he is now on the greatest winning streak in sports entertainment.
The streak lives! The streak lives! I mean, Bo Dallas, I swear to God, he doesn't have a bigger fan than JBL.
No.
He just doesn't. Doesn't exist.
It really doesn't. Just don't stop believing, everybody. Good stuff by Bo Dallas. Very entertaining. The game. Triple H comes out and he introduces the participants in the upcoming Money in the Bank contract match because he's doing it for what's best in business. He's not going to show any favoritisms, and again, it's best for business. Kofi Kingston will be added along with Seth Rollins, who's already in. Jack Swagger. The man who people think he does not appreciate the talent of, Dolph Ziggler. The man who can fly and take it to the extreme, Rob Van Dam. And because Hunter likes to do his new accent, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Bad news, Barrett, is in the Money in the Bank. Nice field so far.
Nice field. I mean, they kind of just threw everybody who didn't qualify before in, mm-hmm. which is what we were all expecting. So, you know, a nice field.
Hunter, no, there's one man he believes that will win this match, and it's Rob Van. Starts to laugh. No. He said he can't even say that with a straight face. Hunter said, this man is a specialist, a ring technician, and the future of them to be the one and only Seth Rollins. Rollins said he wants the crowd to move on from what happened 3 weeks ago. He said that the fans like Reigns and Ambrose, as much as they claim, they should be thanking him for being responsible for all their success. Rollins said he took care of the Shield. He took the Shield as high as they could get. Then he dropped the dead weight. Rollins then mocked Ambrose and Reigns, which was funny. And then said he vowed to climb the ladder and grab the contract. And then out came Rob Van Dam. Rob said, hi, everybody. What's up? He basically talked about, you know, he's going to, you know, no one takes him seriously right now. And Ron said he would take him seriously if this was 2005. And Van Dam laughed that off and said Seth was asking his mom and dad to be a wrestler when he was watching him back then. Which was a nice retort.
Yeah, there was some smack being talked. Not even gonna lie.
He then mentioned he is a former WWE champion. He's won Money in the Bank. And Hunter remembers Ron Van Dam because he was the guy who broke his trachea years ago in the first ever Elimination Chamber in 2002. Hunter did not like that. And then RVD challenged Seth Rollins to a match. And that's what we got. Rob Van Dam and Seth Rollins. I like the promo at the start.
Oh, the promo at the start was great. Absolutely great.
And then these two had a really good match.
They did. They really did. And, you know, it's not surprising that they would mix well.
No, these two guys have styles that really, really match. The ending came when Dean Ambrose ran out from nowhere and attacked Seth Rollins, of course. And the referees broke them up. Ambrose was cool down. All right, I'm cool. And then he went right after Rollins again. And then he grabbed the microphone and told Triple H he better put him in the money bag. Otherwise, he'll show up to Boston, bash Rollins' head in, grab the briefcase, and walk right out of the building. He's going to screw up the pay-per-view and show up at Money in the Bank one way or another.
Crazy. Dean, honey.
Go ahead.
Calm down.
You can't calm down the lunatic.
You can't drop the mic like 6 times and break it and expect it to be okay. Just pointing that out.
Yeah. Backstage, Rollins and Triple H were talking about what to do with Dean. Rollins told Hunter to put him in the match. Otherwise, he'll screw things up. Rollins said he needs to be able to see Ambrose at all times and have eyes on him, not looking over his shoulder, wondering where he is. Plus, he needs to see Ambrose look when he wins Money in the Bank. Hunter said if this blows up in his face, it's on him. Rollins said, I got this. And put him over. Put Ambrose in the match. So now we have 7 guys in the contract Money in the Bank match.
Hey, Hunter, I need eyes on Dean Ambrose, too, and if you could give him to me, I would very much appreciate it. Just put him in a box and send him care of me to Georgia. Thank you. I'm not even kidding. That was my exact reaction to when Seth was like, give me Dean Ambrose. I'm like, same. With the side of Bray Wyatt, but same.
Intercontinental Championship is on the line when Wade Barrett takes on Dolph Ziggler. Really, really good, fun match this was.
Oh, this was a great match.
These two have great chemistry, and Ziggler ran into a bullhammer at the very end. Very nice stuff. Believable finishes.
Yeah, this is I think their third time meeting.
Second time meeting.
Yeah, and this is how you steal the show right here. This match. This was great.
Yeah, good stuff.
Very enjoyable. Wonderful stuff. looking forward to seeing how they mix in Money in the Bank.
Should be a fun time had by all. Vicky Guerrero is warming up backstage. Renee tries to get a word from Vicky before a match against Stephanie. Vicky starts to snap, calms down, and says she's taking her dignity back after being humiliated more than anyone else in WWE. Suddenly, Renee shows up. Lauren, who has plenty of history with Guerrero, says that Vicky is going to regret putting Roman Reigns in the ladder match on Sunday, and she'll pay for her actions tonight. Lauren says he wishes he could say it was nice knowing her, but he knows that would be a lie.
This is a great promo. Wonderful promo. I like how they, you know, for a minute you think Vicky's going to go out strong.
That they had you believing that.
Don't stop believing.
Next matchup. Stephanie McMahon versus Vicky Guerrero, who came out to Eddie Guerrero's old theme. Music. Nice touch.
Yes, everybody lost their shit when this happened. It was like, it's like, oh my god!
Right. Stephanie McMahon comes out and, well, is not dressed to compete. She's still in her nice dress that she was wearing when the Raw started. And, well, she said the match is not happening in the ring. It's happening, well, over here in a kiddie pool full of stuff.
And this is where you lost all hope for this being classy.
And then she said, ladies, out came Layla Rosa Mendez and Alicia Fox to drag Vicky out. And, well, Vicky got backed up. She got away from the ladies and then found her way into Stephanie McMahon. Ladies got back up. They bring her over to the pool, ready to toss her in. Well, Vicky decides, nope, not going to happen. She throws all three women at separate times into the pool of stuffs. And when Vicky was, like, all celebrating in victoriously fashion, Stephanie goes from behind, tries to do a running knee, but shoves her into the pool. And at this point, Stephanie McMahon does the yes points, is all excited, bouncing up and down with excitement, and then says, Vicky Guerrero, you're fired. So the end has come for Vicky Guerrero. Vicky Guerrero, not happy.
Would you be? You're covered in slop and you just got fired.
I agree. And then Stephanie does a little serenade of na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. She's bouncing around, all giddy with excitement, singing the song, and sort of winds up in an awkward spot because now she's in between Vicky and the pool. And, well, Stephanie McMahon took a spill into the pool of stuffs, thanks to Vicky Guerrero. Vicky Guerrero posed on the stage, did a little Eddie dance, pointed up to the sky, and left.
It was very touching, very awesome to see.
Then Stephanie McMahon tries to get out of the pool. She slips. She falls repeatedly. She pulls in a referee a couple times. She tries. She tries. She was embarrassed. Stephanie McMahon is awesome. That's all I'm going to say.
This segment, you know, it's for what it was, because it's like, oh god, they're going to have them wrestle in a pool of goo. Oh no. This was actually really well done. I like Stephanie's part. I liked how Vicky got a revenge, and Vicky got to go out on top. And think about it. This is a woman, because somebody pointed this out online. This is a woman that for the past 9 years has gotten so much heat she could probably power a small city.
And she left to cheers.
And she left to cheers. She did a face turn on a dime in one night and left to cheers. That's pretty impressive. So, thank you to Vicky. Thank you for all the years of entertainment. I have loved you. I have hated you, but you've always been there. And Steph was gold in this segment. And props to Steph for going in the goop.
Yeah, she's a McMahon. She knows how to play it. So she did a great job to send off her career in WWE. And now, no longer in WWE, will we hear these two famous words.
Excuse me!
Aww. Well, I guess we'll just have to have Tim as a replacement.
I think we need to hear it one more time.
Excuse me.
There we go. Feel much better now. Anyway. Backstage, Byron Saxton is interviewing Goldust to discuss the transformation of his brother, Cody. Cody, no, I saw Stardust. And then Goldust looked over and Stardust appeared and he started singing Wishing Upon a Star. Blew some dust. And, yeah, left. Goldust then, you know, says, now I'm the normal one. And sadly, he is now the normal one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, Stardust.
I don't even know. I don't want to know. Stardust makes my brain hurt on so many levels.
Kofi Kingston, Jack Swagger was your next contest. Solid match. Swagger wins with the ankle lock.
I got nothing.
Backstage, Renee Young interviews, well, Alberto Del Rio, apparently, as he interrupted, says he is the first man to be, you know, to actually, he's been in one Money in the Bank ladder match, and he's won, and he's cashed in, and he's one of two in this one that's actually successfully cashed in for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Paul Heyman said, you keep hearing the word number one, because he's the one in 2001 when Brock Lesnar conquered the Thing at WrestleMania, and he is the one behind the man who will become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion on Sunday, and that is not Del Rio, but Cesaro. Del Rio asked if his man ever talks, or is Heyman's the puppet. Cesaro said he would talk to him, but he only speaks five languages, and none of them are loser.
There was some shit being talked tonight by a lot of people.
Yeah, there was. As Raw 1100 continues, Abraham Lincoln, a.k.a. Damian Sandow, was in the ring. He talked. Big E came out, beat him up. Winner, Big E. Nothing really to say, but Damian Sandow pulled off Abe Lincoln.
Poor Damian Sandow. That man needs a cookie. And a better push.
Big E stood up for America in some sort of weird promo. Lana came out. Then, well, everyone was looking at Lana, so allowed Rusev to come in and attack Big E from behind, laying him out. And it looks like Big E and Rusev will be at Money in the Bank.
Oh, goody.
Daniel Bryan will be at Money in the Bank on the pre-show.
Yay!
Renee Young interviewed John Cena, talked about the handicap match and the main event on Sunday. Cena says, friends become enemies on Sunday, then entered the preacher mode about the danger at every corner. One of the magnificent seven walking into Boston, a superstar, and walking out WWE champion. Said, Boston is green, the monster is green, he's green as money, and you can bank on that.
Solid Cena promo.
Cena came out for our main event. It is the handicap rematch. John Cena, Sheamus, and Roman Reigns taking on Randy Orton, Alberto Del Rio, Cesaro with Heyman, and Bray Wyatt. Really good match.
Bray was feeling sassy.
Bray Wyatt was feeling sassy in this one. Everyone was having fun in this one. I remember at one point, Bray pointed at Del Rio and started to laugh. Funny.
Bray, don't tease Alberto, okay? Just don't. Play nice with the other children.
We then had a bunch of people going for finishers. We had AAs. We had bro kicks. We had Superman punches. We had European uppercuts. But it was Sheamus who hit Cesaro with a bro kick for the victory. Team Sheamus picks up the win.
But things weren't over from there.
No, they weren't. As the pyro hit and out came the demon himself, Kane. He came down to the ring, took out Sheamus, Del Rio, and Cena with chokeslams. Out came the game and says, well, you're looking at number 8 for Money in the Bank, being Demon Kane.
You could at least say the Demon Kane. I mean, you know, the just Demon Kane just sounds so generic. The Demon Kane, because, you know, at least it makes him sound like a boss. It's Demon Kane. I mean, come on. But yeah. Roman, meet the man that's going to screw you in Money in the Bank. Kane, this is the man you're going to screw Money in the Bank. Proceed.
Especially after Roman speared Kane to end Monday Night Raw.
Yes, and I swear to God, when Kane came out, and I was like, oh, shit. They're going to put Kane and Bray in the same match, and Kane has been helping Bray on house shows. My ovaries are not ready for this.
Plus, you have Dean in pants.
Dean in jeans. I've seen Dean in pants. Dean in jeans. Dean and Seth are in the same Money in the Bank match, and now Kane and Bray are in the same Money in the Bank match. My ovaries cannot handle this shit. Why?
Because we are not doing a rack this Thursday, because Lindsay is in the process of moving, we're going to do some quick picks right now. We'll start with the Money in the Bank ladder match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. We picked it on Sunday, but let's do it again one more time. Now that Kane is involved, who wins?
I'm still going with my heart. I'm still saying Bray Wyatt. I'm wrong. In my mind, I can actually see them giving it to Kane. I can see them giving the title to Kane, so when Bryan comes back, he can feud with Kane for the title.
Kane wins it at the Bank. Bryan wins it at Battleground to face Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
Yeah, so that's where my, you know, the L word tells me to go, but in my heart, I'm still going with Bray Wyatt.
Going with the heart as well, Bray Wyatt. WWE Divas Championships on the line, Paige versus Naomi.
This is a hard one to call.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Paige wins, Cameron screws Naomi.
I can see that. But I also kind of think Paige has been maybe keeping the title warm for Naomi until they're ready to put it on her. But this might not be the show, so yeah, Paige.
I'm assuming Big E takes on Rusev.
Rusev.
Rusev. Tag titles, Usos, Wyatts.
I'm going with the Wyatts. Going with the boys. Even if Bray doesn't win, like I said, Sunday, and I think Thursday, they will walk out with gold.
Going with the Wyatts as well. And then
Harris, that'd be so cute.
Now we have the match. I believe this is the last match on the show. Yeah, it should be. Money in the Bank contract ladder match. You have Jack Swagger, Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler, RVD, Bad News Barrett, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins. It's too easy to go with Seth Rollins. I don't want to go with Seth Rollins. I don't know who else to go with, though.
I'm going to go with Barrett. Barrett was meant for it before. They've been pushing him. They've been pushing him lately. Not very hard, but they've been pushing him. He's got support behind him in the back. Dean and Seth will screw each other, which will lead to a match between the two at Battleground. And I don't really see them giving it to Ziggler, Swagger, or Kofi at this point. So I'm going with Barrett.
You could do my Brock Lesnar storyline from WTR with Rob Van Dam as well.
I don't see them giving it to RVD either.
No, I'm just saying, but you could do it with that scenario.
Oh, you could. And they could put an eighth man in that match. You don't know.
We don't know. Barrett sounds good. I'll go with Barrett as well. So there you go. There's our quick picks for Money in the Bank. That will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As I mentioned, we will not be live Thursday night for the rack, because Lindsay is in the process of moving, but you can go back and listen to last week's episode, and please send us questions for Ask the Rack, which will be the following week's episode. Get questions in by June 30th.
Please.
We want some questions. Please, ask the Rack anything you want. Media@wildtalkradio.com is the email address. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and facebook.com/cigarettebuntsandmendez. And it's WTR the Rack on Facebook and WTR the _ Rack on Twitter. Sunday, WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega, 11 p.m. Eastern, covering Money in the Bank. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday night and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next week for another edition of the Raw Post Show over here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Check out WTRProductions.com. Your turn.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LINSWRD, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork, it is available for sale on my Redbubble store. Just click the Contact Us section of my website, and there's a link there that will take you right to the store, and there are select pieces available because, of the problems. If you just want to view my artwork, you can go to behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter, and check it out. It is all available there for your viewing pleasure, including all three pieces that have been featured on the WWE app. Ding!
So for Miss WWE Ab and no longer Miss Utah, I am Sir Rockin. Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211. We'll see you next Monday live for the Raw Post Show. And check us out all week long on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Coming from the streets of the ghetto, at the end of the week, I get the key to the netto. You're fastest when I sneak in your casa. Your life sucks cause you're bankrupt and I'm laughing. Can't trust me, answer, cause I'm Latin. I lie, I cheat, I steal.
You don't feel it.
I lie, I cheat, I steal. Yeah. Say hello to Eddie, yo. Too many try to tell me what I already know.
No.
Can you feel the heat? Yeah. Say hello,
yo.
Yeah. Viva la raza. Wanna be Latino? If you're not cheating, you're not trying. I lie, I cheat, I steal.
WildTalkRadio.com.